thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to Briscoes Season 4 of Mighty Cthulhu. Jay, give us the rundown of what happened in the last episode.
Last time we finished getting some popcorn for the thespian critters. We scurried back to the green room with them, gave them their popcorn, and then split the party, which I'm sure Matt loves. Gertrude and I have been trying to pilfer some sweets from the chaos to get a little bit more healing items going, while the rest of the gang have been investigating the prop room, where they found a seemingly hostage-held critter survived, surrounded by a bunch of mega puppets. Things are about to go down. Tooking's letting off a nicely scented bomb, and meanwhile I'm about to call down the wrath of hell in my head to get some sweets.
We are about to create the bomb.
It's part of the plan.
Yes, they have but to create the bomb yet. Yeah. So, back in the kiosk with Claris and Gertrude. Claris, you're in a bit of trouble. There's more puppets coming in through that door now.
Right.
Seems you might want to run.
We're not doing this for nothing. I don't even have a single packet of sweets on me. We're not let this be a failure. So he's going to down the pop rocks, gain his 6 grit back, which math is not a strong suit. And then he's going to yell, "Gertrude, get the sweets! Leave shit up in the vent if you need to. We can get it later." And start... trying to draw as much attention from the puppets as he can. Try to drag them into this corner. I assume the sweets are over here.
You said you dropped them underneath the vent, did you not?
No, I didn't get... If you let me get that close, then sure.
Yeah, I'd say you get most of the way, because they are kind of right by it.
About here?
I'm going to want you to roll me a combat roll, which is the Scurry.
Scurry initiative thing, yeah?
Yes.
How long do you think all this would have taken?
I mean, you've got them
more,
into the...
More than the 10 seconds, yeah?
More than the 10 seconds?
Up to you.
Yeah, sure. Because obviously you've gone to go and get...
Fuck, that is a nat one. Plus 2 technically, so 3, but... Still bad.
Yeah. Gertrude, are you...
Oh, wait, hang on. No, I've got advantage on initiative. That's another nat one. Yep, never mind.
Gertrude, are you going to stay in the vent, or are you coming down to help fight all of these puppets that are now wandering in?
Claris did just yell, "Please go grab the sweets and get back in the vent."
What do you think, Claris? Should I quickly run in and run out? Roll for it?
Sweets are priority.
I mean, you're now shouting back and forth from the vent, so they're all aware of where you both are.
We did a quick interaction, and I know that I'm going for the sweets.
Yeah, you can't blame me for Cartman eating things told to him 3 times, okay?
Yeah.
I yelled at him once, I said it another time, and now he's asking for confirmation because he's Cartman.
Exactly, you got to give me the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sure Gertrude heard me the first time.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just takes an extra second to get to the brain. So yeah, I'm going for the sweets.
They're all aware of where you are. So, well...
Thank you.
Roll me the scurry then, because you're going to be in for a fight and a half.
Well, I rolled mine and got 2 nat ones in a row.
Yep, Gertrude.
Or 5.
5. I will point out I am putting these things last, just to give you guys a little bit of a help here, but there's a lot of them. So, Gertrude, you're still in the vent. You're first on the initiative.
How many are there? Oh, are you saying I've got to go through all of them? I thought because like, he established it.
You don't... Where the pink thing is, right, on the map, the little sweet icon, that is where the sweets are, bud.
Oh, good, so there's only past 2 of them, then.
Yeah. Possibly. Also, I need to reload this real quick. It's fucked up again, hidden my dice.
There.
Yeah, now I see it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take you probably, you know, maybe a turn to get down and a turn to get back up.
If you have to, if you don't have space for all the sweets, please leave some shit in the vent before you go. So you have room for them. We can figure things out once we're in the vent.
Shall do. Yeah, as I said, buddy, I rolled for them to go get this. I rolled 5, didn't I?
That's your initiative. That means you
that's
go first.
That's your initiative, buddy.
Okay, so yeah, I see you roll for initiative. Discovery again for D8. 3.
What? Why are you scurrying again now?
He doesn't know what's happening, man.
Carmen.
I know. You know. I think I've been legitimately confused this time because I thought I was just right. Jumping down and grabbing the sweets. I didn't know I was battling them.
Yes, but then you started shouting out of the vents.
We said we didn't start shouting out of the vents. We just said, "Yeah, we're going to get these sweets," and just jumped like a nod. I didn't say we shouted it. You're the one who insisted we shouted it.
Okay.
Are you going to throw a bomb to blow some of them up?
Can do. It's the grit, isn't it?
You threw one earlier to get their attention, and you threw it right underneath you. Kalaris then managed to still get out, sneakily, around to the other sweetie chair. Got what she needed. Threw it across the room. Snuck back around. Ate pop rocks. Got more attention. You're in the top of the vent. What do you do?
Yeah, I know all that. And I said like 5 minutes ago I was going to jump down and get the sort of sweets. But I think didn't know it was going to be a whole like jump through hoops.
You can jump down, yes. But you've got to be surrounded.
I like how he said, I know all that, as if you're the one that's being silly here, Matt.
I know.
I mean, I've already rolled. This is what's confusing me. I'm already dedicated to this.
You've rolled a 3. Yes. Oh my good god. You're in initiative, Cartman.
Cartman, what do you want to do?
And now I want to just jump down and grab the sweets and jump back up. I don't want to fight them. I just want to just grab and run.
That's not how it works. There's enough of them that you are kind of literally surrounded as soon as you jump down because you literally threw a bomb underneath you.
That's great.
Yeah, you following this?
Now this is going to be the best part of your buddy, because I'm going to absolutely throw you a sidewinder. Because can I use one of my very last pogo stick? Just jump down there and pogo stick back up instantly.
I would love to lie to you and say I'm following Cartman's logic, but I have been in Cartman's shoes, so you know what, Cartman? I'm not going to make fun of you because I've been in your shoes. So nope.
That is actually a big brain move, because the pogo allows him to escape from shit,
yes,
so it makes
it
sense.
Yes, it does. Okay, there you go. So you get down. How many are you picking up?
As many as I can.
How much room have you got in your inventory, bud? Given that you can leave stuff in the vent and get it back when you come up.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got... I've got 6 SP out of 8, so I've got 2. Do we think I'm going to read that one?
You can pick one packet up.
Is there anything you want to leave in the vent? Hint.
Yes,
you can pick up more than one.
My beaver shield, and I can pick up 2.
Okay.
So you're going to put your beaver shield down, you pick up 2. How many uses of your pogo have you used? You've used it twice.
Oh, no,
now,
this is the last one. Yeah, this is the last one.
Right. Is there anything else on you you can put down for a moment? Because your pogo is what, 6? 4?
No, what do you mean? The pogo is a single-use item.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Oh, fuck.
I mean, what are you trying to say here? You want me to just chuck everything
how much
on the floor?
How much SP was the pogo?
The pogo had no SP because it was a single-use item. It had 3 of them. You didn't say it had SP.
It had S.
Right, so Cartman has 4 SP free, right? Yes. So you can pick up 2 packets of the sweets.
Yes.
Okay, just do that.
Thank you, Jay.
Just do that. Yes, okay, we're just doing that, okay.
That's like making it difficult, buddy.
I can feel the brain cells dying, Matt. Leave it be. Let him use the book.
Cartman, I'm just gonna say I love having a podcast with you. I really do. You're the best man. You're the best man.
Right. So are you gonna make him roll anything to get the sweets with
He has 2. Job done. He's in the vent again.
Success?
Yeah.
Success.
Yeah.
Right. And you're letting me go first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, neat. So, I have an animal power, not a blister power. Would you categorize the rotting like floor of a theater as soft? Soft ground?
A what? No, it's, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. Why not? You've never been able to use it, so yeah. Go
yeah.
The floor is soft and sticky and just not very
nasty.
Nasty. Yeah.
So I'm going to use Great Digger where I can burrow underground and appear anywhere. Anywhere at all. No distance required. As a free action.
Sure.
So I'm going to just burrow my way back to the green room. See ya, bitches.
So
a puppet can, a puppet can try and follow me, but it's like a 9 instinct thing. I don't think they have high enough stats for that.
No, they're not going to be intelligent enough to work out where you've gone. They just kind of hear the noise. They see a bit of dirt, but you know,
it's the cartoon mole thing where he's just kind of trundling around, knocking his head into walls and shit.
Exactly. I mean, they'll be busy there for a few minutes, maybe trying to work it out. After you not get back to the green room. And instead we'll go back to the prop cupboards where the others are. Preparing to make the shop vac bumhole powered fabric softening thing. What do you guys do? How are you doing?
All right, Manny, I need you to back that ass on up, right over here. Bring me that dump truck. Yep. Oh wait, we're not putting it up your asshole. Okay. All right. No. Jacob.
Jacob's just winding up here. He's ready to go. He's about to shove this bottle up his arm.
No lube.
Or I'm sorry, Manny. We don't have lube right now. We're gonna have to go in raw. All right.
Hook Dylan.
Just hold him in place.
I'm gonna have to hold you down, Manny. This is, you're gonna feel a little bit of a pinch. Actually, correction, a lot of a pinch. It's really gonna hurt. Just hold on.
Jacob winds up, launches off with his powerful hind legs towards Manny.
On his powerful leg to part his cheeks.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Bottle of no fuck fabric softener in front of him. Ironically, about to fuck.
Oh.
And.
Manny, not softly either.
Manny, I would say that this is going to end over quickly, but you will never forget that this is going to happen. This will never leave your mind. I'm sorry. This will permanently scar you forever, actually. I'm sorry.
The ghost of Billy Bob Howell is out.
Okay, and are we able to skip to the point where this was a successful move?
You decided you weren't doing this.
Nope, I'm with Jacob on this. We are definitely shoving this up Manny's ass. Nope.
You can fucking try.
Okay. Right, okay. Hang on. Give me a second. Jacob, Tuka, roll me a scrap.
Oh, God.
And him in your roll me a scurry.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, you can try to scurry, but you ain't getting away from this.
So I'm adding I'm adding 3 grit onto my roll.
Yeah, I've got a grit.
No.
We're the attackers.
So I rolled an 8.
You've managed to hold him down.
Manny, look at me. I'm in front of him with his eyes. The tip's the worst part. Don't just wait, just hold. Don't ask me how I know that. The tip is the worst part. Oh, we're going in bottom first. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Manny.
Oh no.
Okay, so is it now safely and snugly? Up Manny's ass.
The fact how quiet Matt is scares me.
Thing is, I have an ability basically.
How off the rails has your D&D campaign gone? No, sorry, not D&D, but whatever. I'll take the hit if you want me to take the hit for that. I didn't mean
yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Was it five damage? meant to say roleplay.
For a 50-50 on a
no, if I, 50, I'll 50 take the 10. Five. I said I'd take the five. I meant to say tabletop game, but it came out.
That's fine. You at least go afterwards.
Okay, yeah. Taking the fabric softener is now safely up Manny's arse. Get
All right, so I'm just gonna ask: is the fabric softener in a jar, or is it like a piece of like, or is it like normal laundry detergent kind of bottle?
It's one of those like regular detergent bottles that's got the handle built in.
Oh, dear Jesus! Manny, I'm like looking Manny in the eyes. Manny's eyes are probably like bulging out of his head now at this point. Like, Manny, I'll buy you a. I'm gonna buy you a beer after this. I feel like you need more than that. I should have bought you a beer before now. Should have bought you dinner first before we reached this point.
His ass is gonna look like the slot on a VHS player.
Manny, I'm gonna say you're never gonna feel poop leave your asshole ever again. Like you'll. I don't think
I won't be able to sit down.
Yeah, you
will. Does this give the?
You'll never ride a bike ever. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that's done.
Just get the vacuum out.
Do we have to like take the lid off of this thing, or how are we gonna do this?
Don't worry, the lid's off.
Oh. Okay, so we'll just hook the vacuum up directly to the edge of this lid to completely defeat it. We'll just hook it up directly.
How are you powering this thing?
I guess with skunk butt power. I don't really know.
It's the magic power electric. that comes from the pat doll.
It's the.
So we've managed to.
You have to believe it works, Manny. Believe it works.
Someone has to suck.
We've managed to fill this vacuum up with a strange concoction of fabric softener and Manny's manure.
Manny's
into. Yeah, from our vantage point, we're going to aim it at all of the puppets.
It's a very poo-covered fabric softener.
Clip that.
And we're going to fire.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So, you violated one of your teammates.
Really good at the party.
I should have gone with the other guys.
Really good at the party.
So you've hooked the shop back up to the bottle lid, and you're squeezing Manny.
I'm gonna say, Manny, you probably want to schedule your colonoscopy after this, because it'll be very easy for them to do it when we're done with this.
They won't even need a camera.
Yeah, you won't even. Yeah, you won't even have to be under. They could just. You'll just bend over, and they could see the whole thing.
He shines a torch in one end and it comes out his mouth.
Just breathe normally, Manny. You're fine.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Manny would actually at least scream once from all this.
His breath is gonna be very fresh
like,
after this.
It'd be like a light one, like,
as you scream, the puppets kind of move their way towards you, and as if to be, you know, in the perfect space, they are covered in a fine mist of a fabric softener poo mist. The critter that is chained to the table, its eyes start to bleed as this stuff essentially just goes into its eyes, and all you can hear is it throwing up violently. The puppets have a soft and sad look to them now, and
so do I.
Manny will never make another sound again through his butthole. Romeo's scurrying off to keep.
You're great, he's got silent attacks now.
Manny Manure was never the same after the puppet debacle. We never heard his good voice ever again. Am I rolling, or is it? Can we both roll? Are we both operating this back? Is that
the initiative roll?
Oh, I roll this.
Yeah, they've already been covered.
Still got a fight.
All right, that's a two. Yeah,
that's two. Okay. Manny's
covering his coin.
Manny, probably at a disadvantage. You've had a bottle shove up your ass.
You're making him suffer more.
I roll a disadvantage anyway.
Okay. There you go then.
Plus one.
That's a four. You're still doing better than Duke. Okie dokie. Let me just get all these shuffled into the right positions. There we go. Well, Jacob, you're up first with a bunch of soft-looking puppets. And we'll give it an initiative round before the others can get back in.
All right, excellent. So, Jacob is going to sound the battle, cry, I guess. What kind of battle cry is Jacob going to come up with? Now he jumps onto the barrels, whaps out his keys, starts spinning them round, and like a windmill, just starts going towards the nearest one, which I'm going to say is one of the big ones here. So there's
after one of the big chunkies,
big chunky boy on the left, coming at him. I'm going to just straight away add some grit onto this. So we're going for 2d6. See what I've got for advantage. Okay, so that's not particularly good. So I've rolled a 6 there.
It rolls a 5, so it's a disadvantage.
Fabulous. Alright, so it's a straight up key attack, so we're going for that plus straight up 20 damage.
Ooh, that's a good chunk. Well, these still have the same DR as the others, so that is a 14 damage. Which leaves this thing with only 6 health left.
Alright, and from that position he does a quick wee backflip for flourish and lands on the stage.
Cool. You have entered the miasma of poo particles, so your vision starts to sting a bit and then a very bad smell in the air, but it won't do too much to you because you didn't get the full blast. Manny Manure, I'm so sorry.
I will say, is this thing still inserted?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I will actively take disadvantage on my attack rolls because A, the shock, the trauma, and the thing still inserted. Actually, I think he would actually miss this round of combat because of what's just happened.
Don't go offering shit that. What are you doing?
Fair enough.
It is actually in one of my.
God damn it, Manny! This is the last time we shove shit up your ass. God.
It's actually one of my part of my drawback as well. It's either disadvantage or sit out the first round.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, there you go. Actually sit out the first round.
Manny sitting in the corner, shivering. Tuka,
smoking a cigarette.
Get his little lipstick out.
Putting the lipstick on. Am I a pretty girl? Alright, I am going to, since I'm at a distance, I want to, Manny's went up, I'm gonna run over and go, Manny, I'm so sorry, I'll sacrifice myself for you. I'll run over here and I will fight this one right here.
Oh, you're gonna fly over? Yeah. Okay, roll your attack roll. You're at advantage, so roll it twice.
That's a 6, so I don't look at the better anyway. So six, yeah. Yeah, I got a 6.
You got a 5.
Awesome. Then I will swing my. That is 8 damage.
So it will do 2.
Awesome.
Yeah. Until you realize it's now their turn. So, big boy number 1 is going to come over to you. Thumping along its big felted feet. It's got somewhat leather boots on and it is holding in its hand a mock-up skull. It's going to attack with a d12. Times 2 for disadvantage. That's a 7. 2. Can you beat a 7? You're at advantage.
Beat a 7 to attack me? Scurry. That I cannot. That is a 2.
Oh dear. Well, this will be a d12 plus a d6 in damage. So, boom and boom. That is
7. 7 damage.
After you're taking the DR out, yes, 7.
Yep. Damn, that hurt.
Yeah. Now we're on to one of the little guys. It's going to go after the Shacop. It's only going to roll a normal D8. Because it's one of the little ones, but it's a disadvantage. It's a 1.
Alright, well,
so. You can dodge that regardless, can't you?
Yeah, I can dodge that just. Unless you want me to roll it just to see if I get in that one.
Nah, it would make a difference. Cause, I suppose. Yeah, go. Fuck it, why not?
Oh, wait. No, wait, I've got advantage, so I couldn't. Unless I roll 2 1s.
Oh, there you go. There you go, then. And you have a plus to it anyway, don't you?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's fine. That's exactly. Yeah, I got at least
exactly.
A second. Yeah.
Took the other big boys coming out.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I have some dodge passives here.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to shuffle smack this little bastard.
Oh, right, go for it.
So I'm going to shuffle smack for the... So this is going to take the 4 grit for a scrap of D6, which is 1 plus 5, which is 6. So I'm going to do 6 damage to this.
Unfortunately, that is its DR.
Oh, that's okay, because I also am leeching grit from it.
Oh.
Which is going to be that plus 5, which is 9 grit.
Ooh. Very nice. So you just put your lips to this thing and start sucking on top. Right, Tukan, that big boy's coming at you. That's 2d12. That's a 6. You've got a 7. So that's all well and good. Managed to miss out the way. Have you got anything you want to do to hit this thing or not? Are you going to jump back? Tukan?
I can hit it, you said?
I said, do you have shuffle smack or do you not?
No.
That's Jacob.
Yeah.
Well, that's Jacob. I don't know. You could potentially have it. It's going to be the little one. It's coming at you. It's going to do a slightly felted attack with a little plastic sword.
That's an 8.
A 5. That's an 8. It misses regardless. Okay. Big boy coming at Jacob. 2d12. Off we go. That's a 2.
Excellent. So, you know what I'm doing here. We are dodging. We are burning the grit. We are shuffle smacking. And we're doing 8 damage.
That's 2.
And we're taking 5 grit.
Ooh, very nice. 5 grit. You must be surely full on grit by now.
Oh yeah, I'm back to full grit. Yes. Jacob's spending grit to earn grit. And he's just dancing on this stage. He's jumping around. He's kicking with his powerful hind legs. Every time these shambling attacks come towards him,
popping and waving, tapping and dapping.
Yep.
Now the big one's going to come at you. That's 2.
Oh, is that one still to attack? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he rolls a 5 for the dodge. Oh, that's a 7 actually. But that doesn't matter because that's a deftly ducking the hit. He goes in with his own kick, which hits for a 10 damage.
Oh, very nice. That is enough to do a good chunk of damage.
And leeches 7 grit.
Oh, that's even better. It's not quite dead, but it's holding on by like a string. And now at this point, the others have managed to make their way back to the green room. What are you doing in the green room?
Hey Gertrude, how is your grit looking? Fine,
not
right?
Not too bad. Yeah, I've got 14 grit left. Which is...
What's your max?
Max is 26. So I've got 1 grit I can spend. Without going into crazy rage.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the pop rocks then.
Oh, okay.
The last bag of them.
Awesome. I'll take those pop rocks. I'll take them straight away. Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I roll for them?
It's just 6 grit. Just 6.
A 6?
6 grit. Yeah.
It's 4 and 6 grit.
Oh.
I've got a 1. I've got a fucking 1.
Well, 1. Well, you suck.
Well, at least
you're in the
team. I don't suck. Because do you know what they do? People call me Gertie. A catchphrase. I'm rolling it again. Why not? It's a roll. I'll have to roll it again, right?
Go on.
Alright.
Yeah, six. So it's worth it.
There you go. Makes it happy.
Nice.
It's a little thing.
Right. Norbert healed up. I'm going to take one of the packets of sweets. I'm not going to eat it yet. Because I'm not that bad off. Yeah, I'm kind of doing okay health-wise. But I'm going to take one of them. Well, we should probably help the others. The prop room, was it?
Yeah, they went down to the prop room.
Right, oh, didn't notice you there. Jesus Christ. They should sneak up on a fellow.
It's where we've been hiding this entire time.
Yeah, well, seem to be out doing something constructive with your life, my bad. Right, so Gertrude, do you want to...
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you, too. Right, to the prop room, then.
Okie dokie. So, you all end up in the prop room. Well, as you get into the door, the puppets are still kind of milling around inside the kiosk for a while. You'll all hear the familiar firework of this episode going off as the postperson Peter Doe comes flying across the screen. It's late. I've worked a long set of days. Toucan, give me an ad read.
Oh shit. Ooh. Explosive theater lights. So, do you ever have once in a while you really want to have like a rock concert at your theater and you really get tired of having to get pyrotechnics that just don't seem to last? You know, they're disposable and they just don't seem to really do the cut. You keep wasting money. You keep having way too many rock concerts. Well, there is theater lights now. This is explosive theater lights. See, they consistently blast out sparks as if it's an explosion, as if it's a dynamite. But you could do it over and over and over again. Buy now, and not only will you get one, you'll get two explosive theater lights. Find them at your theater, bulk theater store today.
Mm-hmm. So is this a weapon?
Some kind of sparker?
Yeah, it's more like a sparkler, I'd say. More like a consistent sparkler.
But it's a theater light.
I guess, yeah.
So it's quite chunky.
Yes.
There is no electrical damage in this game, unfortunately.
Correct.
However...
Be fire?
Yeah, it could be stun. I was going to say fire. But I'd say stun and fire.
Up to you.
A fire of... four. And a stun of a d4 like we usually do. SP, however, because it's a theatre light, it's quite big.
Tell me the stats first for the SP. Whether or not it's worth the
well,
drop
the stats... Ah, right, yes, you'd want a bonk with it, wouldn't you? Yes. Well, if you're going to hit something with it, I will say a d10. And if you're going to shoot it at long range, you get the stun and the fire.
Okay.
SP. Fire.
SP. And it's it's a D10 to shoot, you said?
It's a D10 if you hit someone with it. But if you shoot, it's the same as any long weapon. So you just get the stun and the fire.
What's the rubber band gun if I hit someone with it? What's the D10 on that one?
I never really put something if you just hit someone with it directly.
It's a D10?
I suppose it'd be a club, wouldn't it? So no, it's a D10 if you shoot.
It's a D8. I wrote down it's a D8 if you shoot someone with it. You want me to raise it to a D10? I'll raise it to a D10.
No, I never said
that. God damn it.
Yeah, that was me that
I'd
said
say if
that.
You're gonna if you're going to hit someone with it, it'd be a D4, because the reason it's a D5 is now is because of the explosive cap in the rubber band.
But I'll tell you what, I will pick it up and I will ask Mr. Jacob, Miss. Well, do I get any?
There are two of them.
There's two of them. Can I drop?
Yeah.
Now, is there any DR? Is there any DAR with this thing?
No.
God damn it. Because I got 3 DR with my quarter mace. Damn it.
I gave you stun and fire for.
I know.
Kind of D10 if you smash. Because
I would drop both my rubber band gun and my quarter mace if I could. If this thing gets D8 rear and my D10 bonk. But it doesn't give me any DR.
Yeah, it can't all be golden, I'm afraid.
Mr. Jacob, would you like. Actually, Jacob, do you have a rubber band gun?
I don't. I don't have any ranged weapons.
Ah. Well, I.
It's better off if you use it as a melee.
Yeah, well, my quarter mace is also a D10.
But does it do stun and fire?
It doesn't. Well, that's the thing, is I want to do. Well, if I hit him with something, do I also get the stun and the fire?
Yep.
Just by hit. So, alright, I'm done. I'm gonna drop my rubber band gun and my quarter mace, but I'll also offer it to Mr. Jacob and Manny Manure. I feel like I owe Manny Manure. After shoving something up his ass. Miss Manny, would you like either of these? My quarter mace, which also gives 3 DR, but it's 10 bonk. D10 bonk. And my rubber band gun, which is a D8 range, and has 20 rubber bands.
In return of what? It says a bit shakily.
And what do you mean? What?
This is for payment for shoving something up your ass.
Oh.
It's still a bit fat though.
Because I'm going to take my exploding theater light. I'm going to use it. I like it, but I don't want to just leave these on the ground, just throw them, just leave them here. I don't have any SP.
I mean, I've got the SP to carry them if you want.
Ah, you can. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to carry it, the rubber band gun's 5 SP and the quarter mace is 3 SP.
Yeah, I've got space for both.
Okay.
You can carry it for now, if you really want to.
Yeah, we can leave it.
These puppets aren't going to wait for it.
All right, well, we'll just... Yeah, but, tell you what, I'll throw them on the ground.
Do you want to pick them up after the battle? Because I'm currently in the middle of a fight here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you can leave them on the floor.
I'll just throw them on the floor and we'll leave them for now. I'm taking this theater light.
Okie dokie. And with that, Jacob, you are at the top of combat round. The other two have just come in and are distracted with the bottle hanging out of Manny's butthole. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Jacob senses the imminent demise of this first mini-boss puppet.
It's a mini-boss, it's a bigger puppet.
Yeah, bigger puppet. He fires in another attack with his keys, another 4 grit spent on this. That's a nat 1, so don't worry about the grit on that one.
Oh, okay, well yeah, this one definitely does manage to dodge you then.
Yeah,
so
unfortunately, in his excitement, he sees 2 more people come in the doorway, which distracts him. And before he has a chance to realise it's just Clarice and Gertrude, he fumbles his shot and misses entirely.
Well, Manny Manure, what are you going to do? You still have this bottle hanging out your butthole.
Have these creatures seen Matt?
No, they haven't seen any of you guys behind the barrels at the moment.
Right, okay.
You can just hide there if you really wanted to.
No, he has a bit of an idea. He'll grab his truncheon, which has the googly eyes on, put his hat on top of the truncheon, so it's like it's wearing the hat, pops the truncheon with the hat on and the googly eyes above the barrels that were stood nearby. So, right! I'm basically trying to puppet it so it basically it looks like a puppet. I've seen enough. Stop. Let go of them critters and just leave. Just try to stop the fight and get these actual puppets to sod off.
Right. So you want to try and convince puppets that are being puppeted by someone who's not in this room to leave.
Yeah, he just wants to shout at them for a bit.
You can shout them if you want. I tell you what, because I feel like this could be interesting, if you get a 10 on a vibe. I'll let you have two of them just wander off.
Well, my vibe is a D8 plus 1.
Oh, there you go, you get a 9.
Would it count as soothing, smoothing, or calming?
No, these are just puppets. They don't generally have a brain. They don't think. They are being controlled elsewhere. I'm just giving this because it'd be funny.
Okay, well, if it did, I would have had advantage, but I'll give it a go. 4 plus 1. 5.
Yeah. You can spend 5 grit if you'd like.
I have a catchphrase. Remove the butt plug, and he pulls out the freaking pipettes.
Shit sprays everywhere.
Yeah. So I'll roll it again. Fucking hell.
That's another 4. That's 5.
Anything else I could spend? Shift fate. Burn 6 grit and choose a target. You shift a failed roll of my own to someone else, so they will fail their next action no matter what. Then I re-roll.
Yeah. Okay, so re-roll again.
Okay. Fuck that. Sorry. He's gonna take the loss and just.
Well, I will say, however, you will have managed to get the attention of at least two of them, but they are now coming towards you rather than what you wanted them to do.
Yeah.
Took, you just see this hat with some googly eyes on a stick. Up off a bunch of drums. Oh. Oil drums. What are you going to do?
I'm going to, this one that's right in front of me, I'm literally just going to beat the ever-loving fuck out of this thing with my new exploding theater light.
Go for it.
So D4. It's a 4.
D4. 4. Roll it again, because you have advantage.
Ah. Sorry. Hold on. I rolled a D4. It's a 5.
That's 5. Yeah, attacker wins.
Okay. I will roll a D10. It's a 5. And plus a 2. It's a 7.
That's a 7. That'll do 1.
And I inflicted. You said stun and burn? Or just stun?
A D4 of stun, but they are immune to stun, unfortunately. But they're not immune to fire. So this thing is now on fire for 4, which will spread to 8, which will then spread to 16, and so on and so forth, because these are not smart enough to put themselves out.
Awesome. I've lit the fucker on fire.
Speaking of which, it is its turn, and it will burn. It will not have DR take it off. So, it goes down to a 15. However, you now have a giant flaming puppet in front of you, which is now holding a flaming skull. So as such, it will maybe put some fire onto you as well. It's going to try and hit you with its flaming scope.
Can my 4. Shift fate go onto that?
Yes, I'm going to burn 1 grit and...
You don't have to. Manny's going to make it fail automatically.
Ah, okay, never mind.
And he will just stare Tukin in the eyes. Yeah.
You did this to me.
One of the ones is going to take a wander down over to the drums and start poking at the hat. Doesn't quite know what's going on, just poking at it. And, one of the other big ones is going to try and whack a 2. A 2. A 2 can.
That's a 7.
It misses. One of the other little ones is going to start trying to wander through the hordes. It sees Gertrude, and it's going to try and attack Gertrude.
Hey now. Yeah. Back off.
It swipes you with a D8. It's a 4. Actually, no, it's not. It is a 4.
Hey. It is a 4.
Yes, they have disadvantage, you have advantage.
Cool.
Because they've been softened.
Koopa stank.
Roll again.
Huh? Yeah.
I know, but see if it gets any better.
Seven.
Okay, you got seven.
Seven's a circle. Cool.
Yes. Now, what are you hitting it with?
What do you mean,
what do you mean?
I mean, like, I've always hit up
ice. It's not his turn to attack.
Yeah, that was
never mind. I'm just so used to having a baby car, but it's. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. Kind of disappointed.
Jacob, for you, that one.
Yes, excellent. So. Jacob dodges. He shuffle smacks again. He hits for 6 damage, so that doesn't do anything. But the grit, he takes 8 grit back.
8, Jesus. That's a lot of grit. Okay, well, this thing's still looking at you. And then the last one that's nearly in pieces is going to swipe you. Another that one.
Yeah, so again. Alright, so that's 11 damage on the shuffle smack.
It falls to pieces.
It falls to pieces, and I take 7 grit back from that one.
Cool. Canaris, there's now a pooey fabric soft and bottle in front of you.
So,
a bunch of puppets.
For inflate, all I have written down is it lasts for X amount of turns, right? And we've been out of combat twice, so I don't know if it still would be there, even though I've got a turn left of it. It doesn't say it lasts for an amount of time, it specifically turns.
Yeah, go on, have one more.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Hold on, I've forgotten what my scurry is. My thingy is. Yeah, detail. I'm gonna. Critters come and you should go about that, because it's 2. Oh, I have a vantage, never mind. Yes, I'll take the 8.
There you go. And that one.
We're just gonna dunk, dunk. And 22 damage on this bitch that was daring to attack Gertrude.
It'll die. Gertrude, this puppet is now shredding in front of you. There's a whole bunch more. There's a pooey dawn butter.
Pooey what?
Pooey fabric softener bottle.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Pooey fabric softener bottle on for you.
Does the boss lose some health for that map?
Maybe. What are we gonna do?
Can I kick the pooey fabric softener?
Why?
Exactly. Why? No, I just want to go in with my razor blade. I think that's really smart thing to do.
Cool. Go in with your razor blade.
Yeah.
I was anyway, Manny, you're fucked.
I've got 2. Can you beat a 2? Right,
roll it again. You have advantage. Roll it again.
Got 2. Can I beat a 2?
No, it's just in that one. There you go.
I tried.
You
tried, you succeeded. What are you
doing? Carmen. Carmen, you did good,
on, man.
You can hit it now.
Fucking
hit it
now. Oh, no. No, you hit it. Roll your damage, bud.
I could have got a 1. Because I'm rolling
and
the best rolls.
What are you hitting it with?
I'm hitting it with my razor blade. A razor blade.
Right.
I got 1 plus the razor blade D8. So I got 4. Hit it with 4.
Of course. So it's DR takes it.
That's good. What about bleed?
It's a puppet. It doesn't have blood.
It's still this.
Jacob.
Yes, Jacob. Still dancing on this stage. Deftly. Avoiding every attack that's came his way so far, he just starts attacking again. He keeps his keys out, he's swinging them around, he lashes out another 4 grit he spends in order to roll a 7.
A 7. Is that done twice?
Yes, it is a 7.
That's 7. Yeah, only got a 6, so you hit.
Excellent. So he rolls his grab, which is a 6, and the bonk, which is 13.
Oh,
yeah, so
tasty.
That's been 19 damage there.
Okay, it's still in front of you, but it's not exactly in one piece anymore.
Jacob just backs up, puts his wee paw up, and gestures it. Come at me.
It will eventually. Manny, what are you going to do? Your stick idea seems to have just drawn one of them over, but your Gojira has failed to hit. What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to jump on top of the barrel, and with a bit of latent anger, which he's working through now, get the truncheon, take the hat off it, put it back in his head, and try to jump down with a smack on this bloody puppet's head. Do I have advantage on the attack, or is that war or nothing?
You do have advantage on the attack. It's permanent for these ones.
Don't have anything, it would be six.
A six. Oh, unfortunately, this one managed to dodge out the way.
Ooh. There we go. I would like to use insult. Insult your target really deep and let your target have it. Burn six grit. And basically they fail.
Yeah, sure. We'll give him the insult.
You filthy bag of sacky crap. I am the puppet master. And just jumps down and just like brings down the truncheon on its head.
Yeah, okay, roll me your damage then.
And a 17 plus
so that is translated into 11, which leaves this with not much in the way of health left at all. Tugan, there's two big boys in front of you. They're soggy, they're dripping, they smell poop.
One's on fire. I'm gonna hit the one that's not on fire.
Yes, one is definitely on fire. Yes.
Oh. And that's a six.
That's a six. That's a six. If you win.
That is 10 damage.
Very nice. So take up.
And he's us.
The six.
Or mute. Well, I don't know why I did the d4. These already they can't be stunned.
You don't get the but stun, but you do get the
I
fire.
Lit them both on fire.
That indeed you do. And it's this big boy's turn after he is on fire. He takes the four. Should he not have taken that? I thought he took
one did.
Did I miss? Yes, one did. So he is on fire even more now. Instead, it's now an eight. So, I put it down to a seven. And it's still going to hit you with its. Try and hit you with a flaming skull. That's a nat one.
And that is a physics.
It'll miss, yeah. It's now the other big boy that's next to. No, it's the little guy. It's the little guy that's going to try and take out Manny with a two.
Two. Plus one, three.
Yes, it misses anyway.
Counters with the.
Huh?
Just counters with the truncheon, just follows it through.
See the other big one that's next to Tugan, it's on fire, it's going to take 4 damage of fire. And it's then going to try and hit you with a flaming skull as well. That's an 8.
Tugan, you said?
Yes, you.
Damn it, that's a 6. We're going rolling.
So it will hit you. Flaming.
Does that mean it's going to cause burn?
Yeah.
I'm spending the 3 grit.
Okay. You can do that. So it will miss. And it's the big soggy boy up near Jacob. He's going to take another swing at you on the stage. For an 8.
Oh, nice shot there. But I can dodge that. I rolled a 9.
Yeah, there you can. There you go. Kolaris.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes.
Yes, we're just going to automatic shuffle strike for 6 damage. So, no damage there. But I might as well take the grip back. 6 grip back.
Cool. Now, Kolaris.
I do. Just going to waddle on up and smack at the boy here. Might as well get rid of him. I don't have inflate anymore, so it's just a regular attack. Right. Advantage. 6.
Mm-hmm. 5, so you hit.
That'll do 9 damage as I smack this thing to pieces.
It's still there.
Oh yeah, DR, right.
Yeah, it's still there. It's holding on just about.
1 health left. I'm pretty sure
Gertrude can finish it off.
Oh yeah, Jacob's going to finish this boy off. He's just going to go another dodge and riposte. He's going to go in and attack.
Gertrude.
Sorry?
Since when are you Gertrude?
Oh, sorry. I was looking. Turn order, I thought that was me. Where's Gertrude?
Yeah.
Right above you.
At the top.
Am I? Well, the turn order says Jacob.
No, turn order says Gertrude.
I've got the same turn order as you.
Turn order.
Yeah, it says Jacob.
Well, anyway, I mean, nothing.
That's weird, anyway.
I mean, where am I? Yeah, I still take that.
Yeah, that is weird. It should say Gertrude.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
That's fine. Jacob's just still mocking this bird at the top. He's letting Gertrude go.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might use one of my abilities to finish this guy off.
He's got 1 health.
Cool, do it.
Huh? Oh,
just do it.
No, he didn't know it was that low. I thought it said 16 on the screen. Yeah, so I'm just going to go for my regular
attack. You from...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just don't question it. Just don't question it. Go. Go. Do it.
Yeah, 10. Right.
Okay, cool. You got a 1. Yeah, you hit. Go on.
Yeah, so I got D8 again. A D10 for Scurry. So I've got 8 and all. For that, that's it, 8.
Cool, yeah, you kill it. There you go. Yeah. Well done, you participated.
Did I do a good thing? Do I get a sticker today?
You get a sticker today. Well done, yes.
Yeah! No, I want my orange juice, goddammit. I want my orange juice.
Jacob, go for it. Just kill this thing, please.
Yes, now I go in for the attack. The riposte. I roll a 6.
Yep, you got a 1.
Excellent. And for damage, I roll another 19.
It's dead.
Excellent.
It just falls to pieces.
Jacob swipes his keys in all different directions as quick as your eye can see and tears this thing into several pieces.
Cool. Any manure, there's 2 left on there and absolutely engulfed in flames. What are you gonna do?
Things are getting really hot around Tikkun.
Roasted bird.
It always is. It always is.
Yeah. He's gonna run up to the one that's the closest one. And get the truncheon and do it the face of the truncheon forward into the other puppet. D8. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's advantage still, 7.
Yep.
Hits the D8 and then D12. Make sure it's actually a D12. Or... Yep. Yeah. 13 plus minus the DR.
So that is 7. This thing just falls apart into a flaming pile of shit.
You're welcome.
2. 1 left. It's on fire. It's not going to survive the next round.
So you can just watch it burn if you want.
I'm going to...
Yeah, I can.
No, I'll hit it with my weapon. It's a 5.
2.
That is 8 damage.
That's enough to do 2 to it, and it will then just burst into flame and fall to pieces. And there you go. You are now left in a quiet room with a few smoldering, melted puppets. And that is where we will leave it in this episode, with the critter still chained to the desk, coughing, sputtering, wheezing, and rubbing its eyes profusely. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Find us on Blue Sky, Twitter, Apple, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast. Send us a message, say hello, write us a review, and good night.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.